Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
What's up, everybody? I'm Matt Cronier for the UFS Career Services podcast, and today I am joined by Dr. Alina Ntiapane. Now, Dr. Alina Ntiapane is a dedicated and highly organized professional with a PhD in sustainable agriculture from the University of the Free State. With a profound passion for international development and agricultural trading, Dr. Ntiapane seeks opportunities to leverage her extensive intellectual abilities and acquired skills for meaningful contributions. Her professional experience spans various roles, including internships, research assistant roles, and project leadership positions. She has contributed significantly to international agricultural trade and economic development initiatives, collaborating with stakeholders to advance global trade policies that support sustainable rural development and alleviate poverty. As a recognized world champion in food and agribusiness competitions, Dr. Ntiapane's achievements include winning the IFAMA International Case Study Competition and the International Livestock Research Institute Capacity Development Challenge. Her expertise extends to project management, negotiation, and multilateral cooperation, complemented by strong research and analytical skills. Driven by a passion for making a difference, Dr. Ntiapane is dedicated to promoting sustainable agricultural practices, fostering food security, and contributing to the global discourse on agricultural development. Dr. Ntiapane, thank you so much and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for the warm introduction. I am truly honored to be here.
Awesome. So that's a pretty impressive bio you've got there. let's maybe start right at the top. In layman's terms, what do you do?
Okay. Right now, I am working with EFERT. I'm working in research department. So I do research. Basically, I write papers. And I also write with policymaking.
Okay, so your PhD, as was mentioned, is in sustainable agriculture. So what does that look like in practicality? What kinds of research are you involved in at the moment?
Okay, so at the moment, I am involved with any kind of project that IFAD is working with, mm-hmm. whether it's crop, or whether it's agroecology, whether it's animals, any kind of project that the IFAD is working with. So my research isn't just limited to animals, which is what my PhD study actually focused on.
Mm-hmm. I believe you are currently in Italy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I am in Italy. I am based in Rome currently.
Cool. So is that sort of part of the project? Do you work between Italy and South Africa? What is the significance of being in Italy at the moment?
Okay, so headquarters of IFAD is based in Rome. And that's why I have to be here. So IFAD is in an international institution.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I am currently here in headquarters in Rome.
Okay, cool. And how did you get involved with them? How did you get this opportunity?
Okay, so last year I was based in the US. I was working at Kunemaset Farm, and I wanted to do something that is aligned with research, which is my passion, right? And I looked into international organizations, where can I work? So I saw IFAD and other UN agencies, and then I applied and they accepted me. So that's how I got to work with them. I always tell people to volunteer because when I came to UFS, I only came with the mindset that I want to get a degree and then go work, you know. But after I was done with my degree, then I was like, what is it that's going to actually make employers to want to work with me? How am I different from other candidates? You understand?
Mm.
And then I realized that I have to be proactive. I have to go out there, seek opportunities, like volunteering. Mm. I know there are a lot of volunteering opportunities, especially in higher institutions like UFS and universities, basically. Mm. So there are projects that need volunteers. You understand? So sure. If you volunteer into these kinds of projects, that doesn't only help to get the work done, but it actually helps as experience for you. So it gives you the experience and besides experience, it might actually help you to discover what you actually have passion for. So if you volunteer, for example, with at an animal farm, you might discover that you don't actually like working with animals as much as you love working with crops.
Yeah.
And that will help you to not waste time trying to stay in a path that, you know, doesn't resonate with who you are.
Awesome. That's great advice. So did you always know this was what you wanted to do? You mentioned, obviously, as you volunteer, you start to learn what you like and what you don't like. Was this always the plan for you, or what did your journey look like?
So initially, when I entered the University of the Free State, my goal, like I said, was simply to get a degree and then enter the workforce. However, after completing my undergrad, I realized, okay, what makes me different from other candidates? That was the first thing. And then I decided to do my honors. I was like, okay, let me get my honors. It will put me in advantage, you know. And then as soon as I was introduced to research, I was like, oh my word, okay, I love research, you know. And I realized that I actually want to be a specialist in what I do. So I then continued into my PhD. And then I found myself increasingly drawn to areas within agriculture. So I started working at a land bank. And there we were working with loans, basically. And then I worked at for Sasaye. Actually, I worked for Sasaye, where I was introduced to publication, writing articles, reviewing articles. And then from there, I was working at the Department of Agriculture. And then I moved overseas, and then I was working at a farm. So you see, I was exploring these different roles, which gave me different facets of agricultural industry. And it helped me to discover what actually resonates with me, with who I am. You understand?
Yes.
So I can confidently say that my journey from student to professional hasn't been far from linear. You know, it has been a winding road filled with exploration, learning, self-discovery. And if there's anyone out there who's still searching for their passion, I would really encourage them to seize every opportunity, volunteer, and embrace new experiences. You never know which opportunity might actually lead you to discover your true calling.
May I ask, that drive, that knowing to do that, that X factor that it sounds like you have, where would you say that comes from? What motivates you?
It's to make a difference in the world. You know, I am here because I have been looking for an opportunity that can give me a bigger platform to impact on other people. And that's why I went into the route of being international or working for an international agency or institution.
Say you didn't study what you have. You haven't gone this route. Is there anything else that you would have liked to be?
Yes, there is. So if I went pursuing my career path in agriculture, I would be in a field that allows creativity or self-expression, such as fashion, design, or art. Particularly because it combines the element of art, culture, and functionality, you know, and it allows designers to shape trends and influence on how people express themselves. So I would go for something like that.
Do you ever find that even within the sort of serious space of policymaking and research and things like that, that there is a bit of room for you to express yourself creatively?
There is definitely in research, because with research, you are allowed to write your ideas as long as you can prove that they are valid. You know, so if you look into research, it does allow you to express your ideas. As long as you can support them.
What do you think sort of makes you particularly good at what you do?
My job isn't always fun, to be honest. You know, there are challenges, but because of my unwavering passion, I am committed to excel, and it actually helps me to overcome obstacles with resilience and determination. So passion keeps me going, even in hard times.
You mentioned, you know, sometimes there are challenges. And I mean, much like any career or any job that people do, it's not always just good. What are some of the difficult parts or some of the challenges that you face in your career?
There is actually quite a few of them, but to mention some of them would be, okay, the first one would be that you work with animals, and animals aren't human beings. You can't give them instructions and then they follow the instructions. Yeah. You understand? So it's very challenging. And you might even try to feed an animal and then it steps on you or it kicks you. That time you're trying to help it out. But then you shouldn't be holding grudges against animals or anything like that. Yeah. So, and again, because you're working out in the field, whether it's in the sun, whether it's in the rain, whether it's in the, you know, that can also be challenging. And you have to sacrifice looking pretty when you work at the farm.
Sure.
Yeah, because you're not even going to smell good. Don't even waste your perfume or anything like that. Just know that you're going to smell like animals if you work with animals.
Yeah.
And the animal sweat is way strong. Like your perfume is not even going to work. You know. So sure. Those are some of the things that are challenging. But despite all these challenges, I was still agriculture even in my sleep. I love agriculture.
It sounds like you have an obvious passion for your job and for what you do. What is the best part of your job? What is your favorite part or maybe a particular highlight of your career so far?
It's basically the impact that you have on farmers. You know, and why on farmers? Why agriculture? Because agriculture is the mother of all other innovations or all other careers, because before anyone can be productive in the society, they need to eat. So agriculture is the mother of all this kind of growth. I think it was in 2021, I was working for I3A and I had the privilege to train smallholder farmers who are based in Eastern Cape. And it was a particularly memorable experience because it presented significant challenges. Like there was a language barrier because not all the farmers that I was training were fluent in English, and my proficiency with Xhosa as well is also limited. But despite this language barrier, both the farmers and I persevered and we were determined to make it work. And the highlight came when these farmers completed the course. I was so happy. I was so fulfilled, and that day remains in the memory as one of the best day in my career.
And so for sort of young students who are in this line, who are studying towards sustainable agriculture, or who are working, I think, just in the broader agricultural space, what advice would you give them?
I would advise them to be proactive and to seize every opportunity that comes their way, to go out, volunteer and get practical experience, and to network as well. And additionally to that, I would ask them to actively seek out internships, research assistant positions, you know, and other hands-on opportunities that can provide valuable insights and prepare them for the rigor of the career that they're in.
So then I think just a bit more, just to sort of on more of a personal note. So you obviously, you know, you're someone who's incredibly well studied. You've got all these amazing awards that you've been involved in, doing some great work, working internationally. What do you do? Do you have downtime? Do you have time for yourself?
Well, I do, to tell you the truth. I do. And I used to have more when I was a student, because since from my first year, I've always worked. So from my first year, I was working part-time and I was studying. And then during my honors, I was also working part-time and then studying. And then for my master's, then I was working full-time and studying, you know, and then for my PhD, same thing. So I've always worked and studied, but at this moment, I'm only working.
I think those are largely the extent of my questions. So at the end of sort of all the interviews, I normally have a quick round of quick fire questions. So I've got just a few questions for you. A couple of sentences I'd like you to complete. Dora, it's nothing too hectic. But okay. Without thinking, do you prefer tea or coffee?
Tea.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Remote or on-site?
On-site.
And if you were to complete the sentence, every morning I?
Every morning I reflect and pray.
Awesome. And then my favorite word is?
Integrity.
Nice. Dr. Lina Ntiapane, thank you so much for your time. We really, really appreciate it. And it's been an absolute pleasure chatting.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.